Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. Look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Scott Cowan from MVI. Scott, how are you, sir?
Good, Mike. Always fun to run into you and talk to you.
Various places on the planet.
All over.
This time it's in Vancouver, so.
I know, looking at the cruise ships and the rain.
Yeah, the rain. Well, I just found out. I mean, it just started raining yesterday.
Yep.
But Vancouver has not had any rain since May.
That's because we showed up.
Yeah, exactly. We brought the rain with us. So.
Well, I left at home. It's 105.
Oh my gosh.
So I come up here in a 40.
Utah is 105.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Good grief. San Diego were in the 80s.
So that was a 40, 45 degree shift in 24 hours.
Good grief. I had no
idea. Freezing.
Yeah, I know, it's cold in here, and it's cold out. It's a little chilly outside, too, but I think the sun is supposed to come out this afternoon and
And
return, its triumphant return. So how are you, and how are things at MVI, and how's the conference going for you guys? Really cool to see you guys here.
Doing well for me. This is 35 years working on the vendors.
Is that all?
Yeah, and the 35 years and working with credit unions, obviously I love it. But, like everything, every time we talk, or when we've known each other a long time, mm-hmm. I just enjoy helping credit unions help them serve their members, and we think we have a good technology solution. But what's interesting is, this is a humbling conference. I went to this back in 2010. It was in the States, and just different vibe to it. Mm-hmm. And you're talking with people from all over the world.
Yeah.
You talk about the States or even Canada. Technology is at the forefront. You're on the leading edge, and you're talking to some of these other credit unions from developing nations or third worlds, and it's like they're just stepping into things. But the funny thing is and the thing that's humbling about it is the same message as, people helping people.
Right, right.
It's just neat to see some of the smaller countries, they're having huge impacts with their citizens, with their members, and their people. And it's kind of humbling to step back and go, oh gosh, this is... Even when I got into this industry 35 years ago, it was still pretty well established. But in the U.S., the Rust Belt, you started back in the industrial sites and everything else, and helping people get the foot up on their lives.
Yeah.
Then you come here, and 100 years later, people are still, it's the same message, it's the same thing, different perspectives, and the broad range. So it reinforces why I've stayed in the industry, albeit on the dark side.
The dark side
is green, folks.
It's all good. It's all good from any side
you
look
at,
but
it's really, I'm loving meeting people from all over the world.
I do too. I just find that so fascinating how alike we are, but at the same time, we have different perspectives on issues and trends that are taking place in the industry. So it's really refreshing to get that different lens every now and then.
Yeah, and at lunch, you sit at the different tables with people. Where are you from?
You
can still communicate sometimes, general things, but I don't know, it's just, if I went out tomorrow, this would be a swan song conference. I'm just having a great time meeting all these people, talking about the things we love, and the shared commonalities, and also the grateful for what we have, and grateful to see other people, coming along with it. So it's good.
So what's the? I mean, you guys are down in the exhibit hall down there, and
there's a lot
of folks. What's that?
We're in the pit.
No, you're just like you're actually right down there, right down the stairs. So what's the buzz in the hallways? What are you hearing from folks? Because I've heard the traffic is really good in the vendor hall or exhibit hall. So what are you hearing in there? What are people talking about?
Yeah, the general takeaway is just kind of like we've been saying, it's great to be here, sharing our ideas.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things I thought was awesome, and I still hear the buzz about it. It's always the opening ceremonies with the little flag waving.
Oh, I love the flag ceremonies.
And it's interesting, what is it, 60-something countries or 80-something countries?
60 we're here,
And you see all these people come in and representatives of them, and You know, the big thing when Ukraine came in, I think the world has Yeah, everybody has a soft spot right now for what's going on in that part of the world, and others. And so it's just the feeling of community. So yes, but the buzz is, it's just we all feel part of the same community, and sharing ideas, and this would be wonderful, you know, light years ahead of where some people are, and, you know, not so much in others, and just to sharing ideas, and, you know, coming from the States into a world environment like this, seeing the same kind of types of vendors, but with different names and different, you know, how they do things differently,
too,
and nomenclatures. So when you talk about that, it's the buzz around for me, and what we've seen is just talking to different people. What do you do? What's interesting to you? But for me, when I hear people or we sit down at lunch, it's the commonality. It's that unique commonality of what the credit union market's all about. You know, we know when we talk to a lot of people, it's just like, we'll never work with you. But it's still fun to talk to you and give you some ideas. Yeah. You know, so as I say, it's just that shared experience. I hear the buzzword, and it was the buzzword, you know, with CUNA back in the 80s when we started doing this. It was people helping people, you know, and the helping hands.
Yeah.
And that has not changed.
Yeah, not one iota. It's even probably more so today, especially like you brought up Ukraine. I mean, especially that really emphasizes it. It really amplifies it, rather. So, so what's going on over there and other parts of the world as well. So it really amplifies that people helping people mission.
The other thing that was just shocking to me, and I have to go back and I'm a marketing guy, I like numbers. Yeah. But the thing that was shocking to me is you come down the escalator into the exhibit area, and I shouldn't call it a pit, it's a huge pit.
It's very large. Very large.
But you come down and there's the little sign that gives you some statistics. Had no idea there are 80,000 plus credit unions in the world. I can't even begin to guess where they are.
Yeah.
You know, I thought the U.S. and Canada and some of the, you know, developed nations had the majority of that. Apparently not.
Not even close.
Not even close. Yeah. I mean, that was an eye-opener for me after all these years. Yeah. Just the breadth of that. It's like, wow, numbers-wise, it's obviously very skewed to those countries. But from just the sheer number. And that really, to me, is impactful. Especially when you start talking about like Bitcoin and going digital currency and everything else. Like, yeah, no, that isn't necessarily true. You know, it might be in the developed nations, but is this still traditional you know, monetary policy and everything else.
So yeah.
It's been eye-opening. We've kind of stuck our heads in some of the sessions. Interesting. So, you know, you come to these conferences to meet people, you come to these conferences to sell things. But the other side of it is you come to learn. And even as many years as I've been in this, I still learn.
Oh, yes. Completely. You know? Yeah, me too. I just find it each year just... Yeah, you just kind of get that Rolodex in your head that gets a little bit more full, gets a little bit more, just gets a little more information in there. So really fun to
and
learn.
We were talking with, you know, again, not in that part of the world, but we were talking with a couple of credit unions from Kenya. Stop by and get the pan and we talk and laugh and joke as much as you can. What do you do? You know, we do document management, enterprise company. What is that? Digital documents. Oh, to get rid of paper. And you're sitting there going, wow. You know.
That's the plan.
That's the plan, you know, and you just, in the back of my mind, I'm sitting there, okay, credit unions, we've got to figure out some kind of cooperative that we can get this kind of technology over there. I'll buy you a PC personally, you know. I'll buy you a scanner, but let's get you up to date. Up to date, you know. I know there's import and export laws that create problems for that, but it's just like it gives you a sense of wanting to get back.
Yeah. Well, especially when you get a reaction like that.
Yeah.
Oh, to go paperless. That'd be so wonderful.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I mean,
here's the ticket.
It would, and it would be like it's this dramatic big deal, so it's like credit unions, people helping people, say. And maybe there are things out there. I know there's grants you can get, you know, in the States and other places.
Yeah.
But it's like, gosh, I would love to be able to, you know, make an impact in maybe one small credit union, one small village. Here's what we did for you, and, you know, quietly. I don't like the kudos or anything. But it's just like, really makes you want to, and I guess maybe that's why I stayed in the industry.
How rewarding is that, you know? Yeah, but knowing that you had that type of impact?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that why we stay in this industry?
Yeah.
Is because of that?
Yeah. Because if you get down to the core of it, you're changing people's lives. That's how I see it. You know, when I talk to folks like you, or I talk to folks like who are, you know, a president and CEO of an association or a credit union or a fintech or whatever, when it gets down to it, you're changing people's lives.
Yeah, people always say, you know,
and it's wonderful.
You could have made so much money going somewhere else. Like, you know what though? I know for me that what I do for people with our company and the solutions we provide and everything else, I know that I'm impacting people's lives. I'm saving that back office operations person, I don't know, 15 minutes a day.
Exactly.
That means they can go home and there's 15 minutes of their day they don't have to worry about.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And it's like, so you multiply that by the tens of thousands of users and everything else. It's like, you know, I feel good about it. Isn't just, I'm just not selling, you know, I'm not on the street selling stuff. It's like, here's this trinket, you know, oh yay, it breaks 5 minutes later. I'm glad you had five
come back
minutes
and get
of
another
enjoyment,
one.
You know?
Exactly.
It's like, we're making impactful things.
And yeah.
I ran into a couple of customers and people I've known well over 20 years as far as the customer base goes, you know, and just the hugs and how you've been, tell me about your kids and everything else. Where do you get those kind of relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they exist in other industries. I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do.
But it just feels like family. And that's, I guess that's the one thing I just love about it. So, you know, bringing it all back together. We're sitting here as old friends, and literally old friends.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about a mutual love of the industry. I'm looking at this large cruise ship that's just beckoning me to go to Alaska.
It's bigger than the hotel that I'm staying
in. If that stood up, that, you know, the number of people on that ship exceed the number of people in my hotel.
Indeed.
And the food's probably better.
There's a great grocery store down the street, by the way. It has really good food, so we'll talk about that later.
But I love it, and it's always good to come to these conferences, and, you know, I'm looking forward to attending, you know, next year's conference in Boston.
Yeah, that's going to be another good one, for sure.
You know, we rotate through the company with people that attend these, but I just love it. I don't know how many more years Scott has in him, but, you know, the industry is going to far exceed both of us, and it's fun to see the continuation.
Yeah, it's good to kind of document it and help shape it, that type of stuff, and be a part of it, kind of participate in it.
I feel like you had, you know, some...
Just a little minute dent in it, for sure, yeah.
You know, and did you help somebody?
Yeah.
Yes. Would you like to continue to do that? Yes.
Yeah. That's the big reward, for sure.
You know, but it's been good for my family, it's been good for the many, many, many friends. We call them customers, they're not customers, they're friends.
Yeah.
If you do business in the credit union marketplace, it's a relationship.
Yep. Couldn't agree more.
So it's
good. More. And it's pretty rare that you get that, because I've been in other industries, you've been in other industries, so, and it's pretty rare that you get that type of, I don't know, camaraderie, I guess?
That's a good
a friendship.
You know, so. And then even within the credit industry, there's the niches, you know, we meet at technology conferences and the same core group of people that rotate in, and, you know, oh, I've switched jobs, who are you with now? Well, it's another credit union. They didn't go the dark side.
No, that's right.
You know, we all laugh, like, we're not in it for the money, we're in it to make a living.
Yeah,
we can take care of our
families. You gotta feed your family, for sure.
It's conservative values, and it's impact. There's all those strong words as a journalist you can come up with.
I'll get the thesaurus out and start going through it.
Yes, but it's impactful. So I've been
sure.
I enjoy that, and as I say, this conference has been eye-opening. You know, just from the statistical numbers, I guess I'd never really paid attention to it, and just humbling at the same time to know you're part of something that's so far bigger than
you walk into that in the grand ballroom like yesterday and during the opening session, and it's packed, and you're like, there's a lot of people here, and that's a lot of impact they're making on this planet. So it's pretty cool.
All over. I kind of got
really
choked up thinking about, it's like, why can't the world get along as well as the people in this room, right?
Yeah, not that hard.
Yeah. find a commonality, folks. It's not that hard.
Exactly. Not that hard at all. So, anything else to add, sir? Any updates on MBI? Want to give them a quick plug before you get back to work?
Yeah, so, you know, we're celebrating our 27th year in business.
Congrats.
And the fun thing about our company is we deal with small credit unions. We have credit union, 5-10 employees. Our largest credit union has several thousand. Mm-hmm. And we can run
you guys run the gamut for sure.
We do. Yeah. And so it's fun over the years to see how the technology has evolved. And, you know, some of the big buzzwords right now, robotic process automation, AI, and everything else. A rose is a rose by different. We've been doing stuff like that for years, just under a different nomenclature.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's fun to see that all come and where it's going to end. I don't know. I'm not too worried about the industry. I'm not too worried about what we do. Mm-hmm. But it's fun to see the evolution and the growth and how that impactful technology revolution comes down to, you know, you can do everything on your phone. The pandemic kind of accelerated that. So what was the best thing that came out of the pandemic? The closeness of people and relationships that you're able to build.
We saw the value.
Yeah.
We saw the value of this, of a face-to-face meeting.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that we missed a lot. So
my customers are finally starting to let me schedule trips out to go see
them. Oh, really?
I'm old school. You know, Zoom's great, but...
Yeah, there's nothing better than a face-to-face thing.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
Nothing.
So Zoom is great. Zoom is great. It's a great plan B. But it just proves time and time again that, you know, people are very relational, they're very tangible, and we want to shake hands or give a hug or talk in person, and that's where you get the spur of the moment brainstorm, like, oh, let's try that. So I can't tell you how many times I've been to a conference and you come back a year later and you meet up with the same type of people and they go, I met up with so-and-so and we started, you know, this partnership together, and that wouldn't have happened more than likely not on a Zoom call, you know?
No.
So, and it only can happen in person type of thing.
Yeah,
so,
the synergy.
Or we drew something up on a napkin, you know?
The synergies, and that's what's fun, is seeing the credit unions from less developed countries coming and getting ideas.
Yeah, oh
it's
gosh,
just
yeah.
The, you know, the proverbial light bulb fell off.
Yep.
So, yeah, so you say what's new with MBI? Continual innovation, continual improvement in application, and most importantly, and you know, I've talked about this over the years when I do surveys about what do your customers tell you, why did they buy you, why did they stay with you. Number one is the support, the relationships.
Yeah.
I like to think it's the salespeople. All we do is facilitate relationships.
It's all one big team, Scott. Come on. Everyone contributes in some form or fashion.
True, but love this industry. Love to continue to serve in it. Hard to believe it's been this many years.
Yeah. Push it by like that.
Like close to 20 with you.
So, yeah. At least.
You know.
At least.
Continue on another 10 maybe.
Hope so.
At least 5.
Hope so.
I don't have any hair left. It's gray. It's white. I don't even look like Santa Claus anymore.
Oh.
My kids think I am. Write me a check, Dad.
Yeah, exactly. Different type of Santa Claus.
Yeah. But appreciate all you do for the community.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Love to sit down with you, and thank you for taking time to talk with me.
Well, thank you for not only being, you know, a great advocate of the industry and technology, but also a great friend over the years as well. Yeah, just every time I see you at a conference or wherever, it's like there's kind of a comfort factor. You know, it's like,
oh,
Scott's here. All right, we're all
good.
Well,
and we walked the whole, you know, conference venue looking for you. So, I mean, you do search out
found
people. You do search out your friends.
Yeah, I know. For sure.
Good to see
you. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for everything as always. Keep up the good work there at MBI, and look forward to seeing you at the next one, sir.
Yes, for sure.
Wherever that may be.
Next month.
Next month, yeah.
Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.